91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy at 5:05. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Emma Prasad. Belleville City Council has finished their budget-based council meeting and will be holding their regular meeting tomorrow. Today's special meeting started at 9 o'clock this morning and ended at 4:30. QNET News will have more on this tomorrow. What do you have to say about Belleville's police service? Belleville Police is partnering with the Loyalist Journalism Program to find the answer to that question. Journalism students will be conducting a survey on behalf of the police and reporting their findings to the public. Deputy Chief of Police Ron Gignac says that the police hope to understand more of what the citizens of Belleville want out of their service.
To find out what's most important to them and what solutions do they have that will assist us in community mobilization.
The survey will begin next week and will be conducted both through phone and by email. A 12-year-old Trenton student who lives with cerebral palsy was recently named Easter Seals Ambassador for Ontario. Nikolai Karpinski has the story.
I believe in myself, I can do anything, I just say.
This is a sample of Limited Edition Me, a song Kira McLeod wrote when she was six. She has performed this song at several charity events for the nonprofit organization Easter Seals. These performances were integral in being named ambassador for this organization. McLeod says she hardly believes that she's singing in front of a large audience.
I kind of get that feeling that's like, is this surreal? Am I doing this? Especially at the recent event I went to, you know, there's so many people there. And, you know, at regional, maybe there's like 200-something people, but there was like 700 people.
As part of her new position, McLeod says she looks forward to the opportunity to give back.
Being a provincial ambassador and helping raise money is giving back to them, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is to just be able to finally give back to the people that have helped me so much.
McLeod will be representing Easter Seals across Ontario this year. Nikolai Karpinski, QNET News, Belleville.
Today is the beginning of the 20th annual Violence Awareness and Random Acts of Kindness Week, which began after a local woman's desire for change in the community.
Chris McDonald, co-chair of the program, began it after the tragic loss of her son, Mark Fike, in 1996. Fike was killed while vacationing in Daytona Beach, Florida on spring break.
Out of grief came the need to make a change and make a positive difference, and the way that could happen was through acts of kindness.
After the loss of her son, McDonald made it her mission to spread kindness around the community. The Violence Awareness and Random Acts of Kindness program was created to spread positivity. McDonald said, if kindness is advocated in schools, kids will learn at a young age how to treat one another.
As years went by, we expanded the program, thinking if we really want it to have an impact, we needed to be able to reach the students and the younger students especially. So we started with a program in the high schools, and then we expanded it to elementary schools, and it's just evolved from there.
Now the program is offered to 62 area elementary schools and 15 high schools, reaching over 24,000 students. Courtney Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X at 5:09. In sports, Loyalist College is holding its annual athletic banquet next week on Wednesday. Teams from the school are invited to come for cocktails and dinner before attending an award ceremony for notable athletes throughout the year. Quarterback Peyton Manning has announced his retirement. He shared emotional reflections on his NFL career and says he knows that he gave everything he had to help his team walk away with a win.
There's a scripture reading, 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Well, I fought a good fight. I have finished my football race. And after 18 years, it's time. God bless all of you. And God bless football.
Manning is ending his career at the age of 39.
It's so far so good for Canadian wrestler Brett the Hitman Hart after undergoing surgery for prostate cancer. Hart held a news conference today to talk about his surgery and the importance of men to get regular medical checkups. He says although he was initially scared, he's had worse health scares.
Not as bad as I thought it would be. I really had a lot of fears about how tough it was going to be. But, you know, when I think back to having a stroke in 2002 and how challenging that was much harder than this.
Hart says he's 99% sure that the cancer is gone, but will have to be watched over for the next couple of years. Send us your team or league scores. Email them to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And for the forecast for Belleville, tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and fog patches developing overnight, low of +2. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon. Fog patches will dissipate throughout the morning, high of 8. At 5:11, it's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Emma Prasad from QNET News on 91X.